Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and today's guests, I saw Dave's name in Massachusetts, but today's guests are Dr. Ann Terry and Stan White and Dave in Massachusetts. It's your honor, and we're glad you called to be on with these two great people.
Oh, hi, Baba Jean, and hello to your guests.
All right, a comment or question for today's guests.
Well, I had to leave for a few minutes, Barbara Jean, but hey, I have a story in the first person I can tell you about these psychotropic drugs and suicide, Barbara Jean. You want to hear it?
Sure. You're on with Dr. Tracy and with Stan, the father of two young soldiers who gave their lives for this country.
Okay, and even as I'm speaking, I'm holding Pulitzer Prize winner William Styron's little book in my hand, Darkness Visible. But, I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I'm going to try to spit this out quickly. I have no shame in saying this, Barbara Jean, so long as it can help somebody, if it can save lives, the heck with the shame or the disgrace or whatever, and I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I'm a Vietnam era veteran.
Sir, just be advised that there will be a break quite soon, so be prepared for that, and if you didn't get enough time, we'll surely give it to you, so please continue.
Okay, thank you, Bob, because I think my story is coming right from the horse's mouth. It's going to be worthwhile. A number of years ago, they put me on the benzodiazepines. I didn't ask them for it. I had just drank a lot of coffee. I was a nighttime cab driver, and I had a morning appointment. So in order to stay awake, I just drank a couple of extra cups of coffee. Anyways, this is up in Anchorage, Alaska. They put me on benzodiazepines, Xanax. That's how they started me off. The doctor said, hey, you're wired, man. You need to be on something. You're wired. I just drank a lot of coffee so that I wouldn't fall asleep and miss my appointment, you know? That's all it was just too much caffeine, but they just put me on this Xanax. Well, anyways, Barbara Jean, what happened was I came back east, and I got to fly through this now, but I was also an alcoholic. I was also an alcoholic, and anyways, it all came to a head, Barbara Jean. I got into some trouble with the law and everything when I was in a blackout and everything, and I was in jail for a while. Well, anyways, I went for a psychiatric evaluation and so on, and they started putting me on these psychotropic drugs. When I finally got my day in court, they wouldn't lower my bail. They thought I was going to go back to Alaska or something, which I had no intention to. But when I finally got my day in court and everything, the judge let me out. He let me go into this VA system in the Brockton VA Hospital in Brockton, Massachusetts, the REACH program. Okay, so I wasn't drinking anymore, and so I was a little just mildly depressed. And I saw the doctor, and he put me on my first antidepressant. And I can't quite remember it either began with a C or an S. It wasn't Seroquel, though, but I can't quite remember what that first antidepressant was. Well, it made me more depressed, okay? It made me more depressed. I remember by the time I left REACH, if I didn't absolutely have to get out of bed to do something, like on weekends and stuff, I couldn't even get out of bed. I just stayed in bed the whole weekend. I couldn't face the day, couldn't face getting out of bed. Anyways, as I started going through this VA system from stop to stop, there's like a whole gulag, if I may use that term, like a gulag of different veteran recovery stops and stuff where they let you stay for 6 months or a year or whatever. But each one, Barbara Jean, I get a new psychiatrist. In the different stops that I made, and I tell the, they ask me how I was doing. I tell them I'm depressed and everything and so on, and that the medicine that I was on wasn't helping me. I was getting more depressed. Well, every stop they gave me another psycho.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence. KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the 45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the 50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Back to Born on the 4th of July. I learned from drugawareness.org that a few years back, a survey, over 200,000 die on prescription drugs reaction in a year's time, and it should be probably much more by now. We have the opportunity to hear from Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, you're on with experts in their field and in their experience, so please continue your story as best you can and as short as you can. You know, give us the story, but go for it right now, and we'll hear some response from today's guests. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Barbara, quickly now, all the different stops I made in the VA system, I'd get a new psychiatrist, and they would prescribe one or two more psychotropic drugs. And I would say, well, doc, so I'll stop taking the medication that the previous psychiatrists prescribed for me. The ones I'm on now that's making me more depressed, I stop taking them and start taking what you're prescribing for me, right? And they'd say, oh, no, no, no. You have to keep taking what the other psychiatrists prescribed. Also, they're telling me, you know, these are antidepressants. They tend to work best in combination with each other and everything. Well, very quickly, Barbara Jean, I was up to about a dozen. I was on a dozen psychotropic drugs. You name it. Abilify, Geodon, Remlon, Taxol, lithium. It was unbelievable, all the pills I was on. Well, finally, real quickly, Barbara Jean, the upshot of it was I was in the Boston. I couldn't take it anymore. I could drag this story out, but I got to give you the abbreviated form. But It was torment. It was like hell, Barbara Jean, on these psychotropic drugs. It was worse than physical torture, 24 hours a day, day and night. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I was in the Boston subway system because I didn't have any access to firearms. The cops had confiscated all the family's firearms and everything. And I was in the Boston subway, and I was making love to the third rail. I was laying my whole body on the third rail. And I couldn't believe I didn't fly, so I moved down to another stretch of track, and I laid my whole body, and I got as much contact as I could. I was actually like a tightrope walker. I was balancing my whole body on the third rail, and I still didn't fly, and I had drank to get the liquid courage to do this. And evidently, Barbara Jean, I found out later, evidently I wasn't grounded. Well, anyways... then I got up, I was intoxicated, I was all confused because I had always been told that the third rail is guaranteed death. And well, I was just all befuddled standing in the middle of the tracks. Then the train came back into the station. And I said, oh, geez, I didn't want to go this way, man. Oh, I'm going to be human hamburger. This is going to be horrible. And just before the train was going to run me over, Barbara Jean. This is actually spiritual, Barbara Jean. Just before the train was going to, just 20 feet from me or something, going to run me over, I heard a voice over my right shoulder, not my left shoulder, the good shoulder, the angel shoulder, my right shoulder, and it said, grab onto me. And anyways, this little Boston Transit cop, I don't know where he got the strength. I'm a big guy. I was 275 pounds. He managed to pull me out, and it just as the train went flying by, and the train practically hit my feet. But this is what these psychotropic drugs did to me, Barbara Jean. And you know, Barbara Jean, I said, hey, I'm going to put an end to this nonsense. I'm not taking any of these damn pills anymore. And they were trying to force me to take them, and they couldn't get a court order or anything. But I just remember towards the upshot of it, when I wouldn't take them anymore, I remember having this my VA psychiatrist. I thought she was going to get on her knees. She was begging me to at least, she wanted me to stay on all of them, and she was negotiating with me. But finally we got down, she wanted me to stay on at least one psychotropic drug. And she says, I'll even let you pick the one you want to stay on, but stay on at least one of them and everything. I said, hey, listen, Doc. I says, if a dozen of these psychotropic drugs won't help me, one of them won't help me. I'm going to cease taking any of your damn devil pills.
Okay, we appreciate. Stay with us. Don't go offline. We'd like to have you hear what the doctor has to tell you and experience your experience and share, and then also a comment from Stan. So, Dr. Ann Tracy, the expert in what you have just described.
I just told someone yesterday that I do not see a suicide by train that does not involve these drugs.
My goodness. Wow.
I just don't.
So that many people are medicated like unto Dave?
Oh, yes. Yes. You wouldn't believe the number of meds. But now part of it might be explained by a year and a half ago, I had a Russian camera crew that came out here to Des Moines to film and document what I was doing because they're trying to stop the same scenario from happening in Russia. They've seen the mess that America's in with these drugs, and they want to stop it from happening there. And they said that they wanted to also film me giving a lecture. I said, huh? Okay, let's just have a small lecture here at the house and you can film that. They said, that's fine. So I sent out just a few flyers. People came from 7 hours away, and the place was packed. But we had two psychiatric nurses that came. Afterwards, one stood up and said, Dr. Tracy, we never get to hear what you've told us here tonight. But she said, I know it's all true because I'm on Lexapro and I've had every one of the side effects that you talk about. Then she said, you don't know what's going on out here. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, I would guesstimate that 75% of the doctors and nurses I work with are on these drugs.
Oh, my.
Apparently, the drug reps are telling them that they are in a very stressful profession, and therefore they need to get started on the drugs now so that they're kind of nipping it in the bud. I said they fell for that line? She said, I guess so.
Well, that's a whole new portal to think about. That's astonishing.
I know. It's scary. That's what I said to her. I said, with these drugs affecting the memory so strongly that amnesia is listed as a frequent side effect, how do you remember what your patients need? She said, oh, we don't. And then she paused and everybody caught their breath. And she said, we just kind of keep reminding each other what the patient needs, and then we laugh and joke about how we're getting older.
Okay, I'm not very comfortable. I have family members that are involved with trying to get better with serious illnesses and needing to look to the medical profession for the response, the technology, the answers, the well-being that is desired. And I'm learning today, ladies and gentlemen, 75% of doctors and nurses on drugs, according to the report given to Dr. Andrews.
Keep in mind, that was a psychiatric nurse.
A psychiatric?
She's
okay.
Talking about the psychiatric community, how much it's going on in the general medical field, I don't know. And that was Iowa, but Utah's led the way in the use of these drugs, so who knows? Several states are really, really high in use. Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Oregon, Washington.
It almost seems that the environment that we in which we live is as if humanity is, okay, something we can toss away. The value of the human and the soul of humanity can be willingly destroyed rather than helped. It would seem that sort of an attitude. Heavens above, we need to hang on to who we are. Stan, do you have a comment or a question for Dave in Massachusetts?
Yes, Dave, thank you for your service to the country. Your story is not unique. In the research we found five soldiers in West Virginia who died from some of those drugs that you had mentioned you were taking. We found up to 70 in research that we are questioning whether or not how they died. We've confirmed 19 who died in their sleep, at least 19 or 20 more who are being investigated, their deaths being investigated, and we're getting more and more stories every day. One of the colleagues I work with, Tom Vandenberg, was taking those drugs and reduced his number of drugs he was taking, started getting counseling, and started this website support group. And let me give you my email again for everyone, and then I can send email out and give you some links. It's hswhite2346. @yahoo.com, and I have a wealth of information that I can get links to people that want to contact me, and I'll hook you up with some experts, Dr. Fred Bauman, one of them in California.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Dave in Massachusetts, a final comment, and we encourage others to join with us this hour. That number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting. To Dave, any further comment?
Well, the last thing I'll say about Regine is now that I've stopped taking all those drugs, I'm fine. I don't know if most of the RBN listening audience will agree with that, but anyways, I feel fine. I'm not depressed at all anymore. And
okay, we're going to go to break here, and we'll let you finish when we come back.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Continuing, we're back with Dave and a final comment, and then we'll go to the next caller. So, Dave, you've got about 1 minute now.
Okay, I'm going to close, Barbara, with quoting the good word here. I'm a man of faith, Barbara, as I know that the most of the RBN listening audience are people of faith. And when I'm talking to my fellow veterans about depression and anxiety and all this stuff, and I start talking about substances, you know, substance abuse. Narcotics, illegal narcotics, alcohol, even these are legal. Narcotics and psychotropic drugs and everything, but I always try to impress upon them the first part of the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. The first half of that says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for," and I always impress upon them to all when they think of substances and swallowing substances and substance abuse and everything. The greatest substance of all, you don't have to swallow it or anything. It's not something that goes into your stomach, but it's something that goes into your heart, and it's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and I'm convinced that faith is more powerful than any of those psychotropic drugs, Barbara Jean, and that was my answer personally, Barbara Jean. I don't know.
For sharing. We appreciate that, and we'll take that statement and put it to use. I think that's a final closing statement. Good luck to you. And Anne, do you have any other comment for Dave before we let him go?
I was just wondering how long he took the drugs and how long he's been off the worst for the withdrawal is often delayed with these drugs. I always recommend that you don't abruptly discontinue them because the companies design them so that you will come running back to them because the withdrawal can produce psychosis. So that would concern me that he came off too quickly.
A cautionary message. Take that to heart, Dave. Thank you so much for joining with us. We'll go next to Mikkel in Utah. Welcome.
Hi. Barbara Jean?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Thank you so much for your guest. I wanted to tell you, I went in for a physical a few weeks ago to my doctor, and for the first time, I was handed a mental evaluation questionnaire that had questions like, do you ever feel blue? Do you ever feel down? Do you ever think about suicide? And on and on. And it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. It scared me to death. And I wondered if this is happening everywhere, or is it just here in Utah?
They're trying it everywhere. They've been doing it in schools for some time. They're now doing it to pregnant women and nursing moms.
Wow.
I have a comment here that might add to that. This has to do with veterans. And someone is saying, I had a doctor's appointment at the local VA clinic yesterday and found something very interesting I would like to pass along. While going through the effort to see the doctor, I was asked at the end of an exam three questions. Did I feel stress? Did I feel threatened? And did I feel like doing harm to someone? The nurse then informed me if I had said yes to the questions, it would have cost me any right to bear arms. So have you heard about that?
Yes.
Yes,
you know, I originally contacted the NRA saying that if you don't help me educate people about these drugs, they're going to be the means by which they take America's guns.
They're going to be, and Dr. Tracy, this is your voice, is that correct? It's going to be the means to take away the guns?
Yeah, I felt that from the very beginning. Because it cause you to think about, well, homicidal and suicidal ideation are listed side effects to antidepressants. Why else would you take somebody's guns?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're right there. Mikkel, any further comment or question for today's guest?
Thank you very much, Barbara Jean. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's an ominous concept. Should we be warning the veterans, Stan?
Yes, absolutely. I think that any veteran that has PTSD that is taking medication, they should... question the medicine they're taking. I think there needs to be a primary care physician that monitors all of the drugs that are given to them by a psychiatrist. First of all, if you have PTSD, you can't remember.
Why don't you explain what you're saying there, the post, continue it on.
Yes, post-traumatic PTSD is post-traumatic syndrome, and it is characterized by memory loss, episodes of anger, violent outbursts, and the medication that they're prescribing are usually antidepressants, antipsychotics. In groups is what Dave was talking about. And when they find that their symptoms don't go away, they just increase the amount of medications. Had Shirley and I known side effects of these medications, we would have got other help for Andrew and maybe would save his life. And obviously we can't do that. So our mission is try to have people to medication and more talk therapy. I'm not saying stop medicines. I'm not a physician, but I think you need to question it and do some reading.
We'll go to break here, sir. We'll pick it up there when we come back.
Yes, ma'am.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, and we're hearing from Stan at this moment, and he was talking about the post-traumatic stress disorder. I think I've got that right. But I would like to pause this hour because we covered some of this last hour. We've heard the story of the gentleman from Massachusetts, and he spoke at the end of his story about the faith that he needed to overcome some of the dreadful things he described. And, you know, we talked about the technology, Dr. Ann Tracy, and how sometimes it works and sometimes not. And I have to admit that I don't understand how it all works, though I participate with delight. I do not understand. But as I turn to you, Stan, I would like you to give the name and the age and the date of the conflict that ended the lives of your two sons. And then I would just put it out there, with all the marvelous technology, it could very well, in my thinking only, that they could maybe tune in and hear this show today that we have dedicated to them in their honor and their contribution to all of us.
Yes, thank you. Staff Sergeant Robert F. White died September 26, 2005, in a rocket attack in Afghanistan. Andrew died February 12, 2008, in his bed from taking prescribed medications by the Veterans Administration. He was taking Paxil, Klonopin, and Seroquel.
And he, too, was a veteran.
Yes, he served in Iraq, was part of Operation Manador, one of the big fights that the Marines had in western Iraq in 2005.
And you have heard this hour or two of the extension that Dr. Ann Tracy is giving to the United States of America, far and wide and also internationally, with her expertise and the need thereof for all of us to participate and be informed. And the books and information are available. Go to the website, join there today, and be informed. www.drugawareness. There is a telephone number, 800-280-0730, for any kind of information that may be helpful to you or your family or a dilemma that you might face. We have Dee in Utah online. Welcome. Dee in Utah? Has she dropped off?
Waiting.
Hello?
We're waiting for Dee.
Hello?
Barbara Jean.
This is Dee.
Okay, go ahead, please.
That's drugawareness.org.
Yes, I do agree with Dr. Tracy on the fact that they will use this mental condition in people and try to intimidate people to take their guns away. I agree with that. And they do this in the government here in Utah. If they want to eliminate someone, they will intimidate people with a mental, harassment. I'd call it harassment, and I know that for a fact. But anyway, answering, that was an answer to the lady that called in about she didn't know if it happened here, just in Utah, or other places, and I never heard of such a thing until I was here in Utah. Also, there's another thing, and it's on Republic. I just read it the other day that they're using this perspiration thing with the troops, and it will show how much perspiration that they have to show that they're a danger to somebody. And
using perspiration as a key or something to look for as a terrorist, is that correct?
Well, to show that if the troops are dangerous to the population or whatever. And I think that's because they give them the drugs, that might make them perspire more because of the drugs.
Okay, back to Dr. Ann Tracy. Thank you so much for your information and your call.
Thanks.
Dr. Tracy, any response to that?
Yes, sweating is one of the common side effects of these medications.
We have Tom in Utah. Tom in Utah?
I am, and hi, Barbara.
Hello.
I just barely tuned in on the web, and when I heard you mention Ann Tracy, I said, oh, I got to call Ann. But just a little curiosity, I've been doing battle with another cause of a mental challenge to people. And then since it's been, again, misdiagnosed, it gives the opportunity for the psychiatric industry to medicate hundreds of people, if not thousands. Anyway, I wanted to have Ann give me a call, too. But unfortunately, with the psychotropic medications, like you say, and I just wanted to reaffirm that sweating is one of the issues. And so when they are using a sweat level to indicate whether a person is lying or stressed or aggressive, it's how to say, corrupted by the fact that they're taking the medications. And that's not just Prozac or the psychotropics. There are many medications that disturb your sweat processes.
Dr. Tracy?
Can you hear me?
Please.
Yes.
Oh. yes, I don't know if you heard me before say that sweating is one of the most common side effects of these drugs.
Now, would this be profuse, and would it be a constant thing, or would it just kind of erupt on its own and then subside?
It's generally not constant, but it is profuse.
Okay. So we know that there's one that's called Prozac, Serafin, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Celexa, Lexapro. Is that about how many there are, or are there more?
There are 30.
We need to know that. 30.
In fact, they issued it on, the warning went out for any antidepressant that's ever been approved and any antidepressant to ever be approved in the future. So anything classed as an antidepressant has these warnings on them.
Now, this is fairly recent. Have I got that right?
2004.
So if I bought a bottle of Lexapro, would it have a black box warning on it?
It better have.
All right. I guess I'll take a look.
Also, one other, since we're at that point, I remember that most of your psychotropic drugs are based upon fluoride, fenfluoroxetine, for example. So any of you who've been educated or become aware of the challenges that fluoride presents to the human system, that's just another reason why they should never be treated with these type of drugs over real treatment. What I mean is, in real treatment is the old kind of treatment that would used to be used when they'd sit down and talk with a patient, find out their problem, and then help them work through it. Rather than using a drug, especially one that's based upon fluoride.
Now, it runs in my mind that was what I remember now about some of the usage in Nazi Germany, but I could be wrong, but that was the fluoride. That's what I remember now.
It's been well understood that if you raise the levels of fluoride in a person's system, that fluorine ion will bind with the calcium, and the calcium, instead of being a good conductor anymore, becomes an insulator. So it's literally a dumbing down of the human family when you add that compound to their nervous system. The calcium, or soft calcium, is the conductive material primarily used by your nervous system to move electrical charge from one point to another. But if you change the character of calcium in the human nervous system by simply adding fluoride, it's like the dentist wants to do. He wants to harden the calcium of your teeth, so he administers fluoride fluoride compound. And that calcium in your teeth becomes brittle, becomes hardened. It's like a ceramic rather than a soft conductive material, which calcium is in the human body. So literally we are dumbed down, and that involves all portions of the nervous system, including the management of the sweat glands. How about that one?
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to hear from you. Tom from Utah, thank you for joining with us. Dr. Tracy, do you have any response to that information that he shared?
Oh, yeah. There's a huge section in my book talking about the fluoride connection to the drug. So I do go into that as well, explaining the connection. We've known for a long time that fluoride does cause brain damage, so...
A lot of people need to know all of this information, and why don't you share with the audience how they can access the book and how long it would take and how much money the book costs. And we thank Tom for joining with us. I will hear from you again, but let's make sure that our audience knows how to get in touch with you and reinforce their families with this kind of information. We're talking about so much information. I'm just going to pick up some of the things. Painkillers, any opium or heroin derivative, morphine, OxyContin, Trimodal, Percocet, all of those, Percodan, all of those that we might be using, Loratab, Demerol, all of that information you can find on the website. So you might just check that out and see for yourself. So why don't you take a moment, Dr. Tracy, and slowly give out all that information and how they can get the book, and that would be helpful to so many. It would seem that somebody does not like us in all of this story that we get from our physicians and our leaders and health professionals joining with Homeland Security. I'll come back to that in a minute about your concealed weapon permit. We appreciate Barbara, all those who have joined with us. Go ahead.
Barbara, just by it is a lot easier to manage a population that's dumbed down.
You bet. Thank you so much. I'm going to turn the mic to Ann Tracy to be sure everybody's got the information that you would need, and then to join with you in your cause, be better informed, and then we'll come back and return to a caller from Utah. We have Kay online. Dr. Tracy.
The book is $23.95, which includes postage, and you can get it at drugawareness.org. Don't go to .com. They're selling drugs. But drugawareness.org. And just click on where you see the book, and it takes you to the order page. Or call 800-280-0730. 800-280-0730. Now, I've had doctors complain to me that I put too much in the book. It's almost 500 pages long. If you bought it as a text for a class, which many professors are requiring at this point, it generally would cost you around $60, $70. It's $23.95. And I'm not going to, as they say, cut the book up because they think there's 15 books in one. And I should cut it up and sell a whole bunch of different books. There's no need to do that. You need to know all of this to understand what these drugs are doing. I want everyone to have the whole picture here. I want them to understand inside out what it's doing, not only to their loved one, but to our entire society.
Well, your contribution is so extraordinary and so needed. Every once in a while, you come in contact with someone who has done something incredible and extraordinary above the marks, and you certainly have accomplished that, and through the years, so consistent, and I can just picture you going to Columbine or finding someone in Florida to help. All of us benefit from that. We have Kay in Utah. We're going to bring her on. But before I do that, I'm just going to finish this on the veteran. The nurse informed me if I had said yes to any of the questions, do I feel stressed? Do I feel threatened? Did I feel like doing harm to someone? I would have lost my concealed carry permit, as it would have gone into my medical record, and the VA would have reported it to Homeland Security. The party who's writing this, I am a Vietnam vet and a 15-year holder of a concealed carry permit. So it looks like, he said, they're going after us vets. To Kay in Utah, welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. Your shows are always so good and informative, and Sister Dr. Tracy. No wonder where they're putting it in our water, that fluoride, it's just dumbing us all down, isn't it? I have a filter on mine. Hopefully it's getting most of it out, but even the showers and stuff, I guess it's coming through into our skins. Is that so?
Yes, it is.
That fluoride, so... You know, well, that is what they did in Germany, isn't it? Give it to the people in their water.
Right. And after people have been on these drugs, they often cannot. They'll break out in a rash taking a shower in fluoridated water because their level is already too high.
So I guess, I don't know. We voted no, but they did it anyway. And what can you do? I don't know. So hang in there, and thanks for all the info.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. It's interesting. We started out with the show and the news experiment over in the travels of Mr. Obama, the President of the United States. And we have a great country, and we are being presented in an unusual and new fashion with a new administration. And through all of this, I come back with the idea that maybe someone doesn't like us very much. Stan, can you imagine the administration of drugs that would be so detrimental to our survival being given to a young man? We'll go to break. We'll get your response when we come back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the final segment. Great guests today our extension of success on your journey to inform and the labor that you have put into your work for so many years. So needed now like never before. And Stan, I'll have a comment from you, and then I'll turn the mic back to Anne. Our time will be very limited here, and I say thank you for appearing on Born on the 4th of July.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me. My final comment would be for anyone who is taking medication, especially those veterans and active duty servicemen who are being treated for PTSD, is question your medication. Get counseling. Get help. Don't just blindly accept what the psychiatrists are prescribing for you. We made that mistake with our son. Please do not do that again. Thanks again for having me. I am not surprised that some of the things have happened, like the soldier in Iraq who killed 5 or 6 colleagues. I would almost bet he was taking medication. When Andrew started taking medication, he was not allowed to go to grill because they said that he was medicated and could not fire weapons. But now we're finding that they're sending men back on the battlefield while they're taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. And that really concerns me. So that's my final statement.
Thank you very much. And Dr. Anne Tracy.
I guess my final word would say, if you're on these drugs, be very, very, very careful. Whatever you do, do not quit. I don't care how much the information has frightened you. You cannot abruptly discontinue these drugs. It can be more dangerous than staying on them. Please learn. And I do have an hour and a half CD that goes into detail exactly how to come off of the meds. So that's available as well. And too many doctors are just saying, if you want to quit, just quit. You can't do that.
You even suggest scraping the pill and just, you know, not even going to one every other day or whatever, to be very, very careful how you get off the drug.
Yes. Be very careful and go very, very slow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 2009, and it's an amazing world. We have to pilot our path with care and with faith, like we were described to do by a caller from Massachusetts. Also, I would like to say that we have learned very, very firsthand that these drugs are very dangerous. And today we have learned from the President of the United States that the United States is one of the largest Muslim countries in the world. So we hear that maybe Prozac is good for us, and we also can hear that United States is one of the largest Muslim countries in the world. Hello to America in 2009. Pilot your course very carefully, and we are worth it. We need to be informed. Thanks so much for listening to Born on the 4th of July, and I'm honored to have had such great guests. Hopefully, we can do it again.
With recent